Eternity Continuum Aeon Asaya is a production of Simulacra Studios. If you'd like to support the show and the channel, go to patreon.com/simulacrastudios and become a patron, giving you access to our private Discord server. There you can chat with the cast, find behind-the-screen information, and get early access to casting calls for future Simulacra Studios productions. But now, let's return to the stars. Hello, hello, and welcome to the first episode of Trinity Continuum, Aeon Asaya, here at Simulacra Studios. I am your story guide, Scott. These are my players, and we'll get to know them in a little bit. But first, we have to start with some Carl Sagan shit. We are moving through the cosmos at the speed of thought. Our focus is drawn to a particular galaxy, one among trillions. This one, the Milky Way. We move along it, finding a groove, the Orion arm. As we move along, we see not so much labels, but indicators, images, impressions that let you know which star system we are moving past. Sol, Vega, Delta Pavonis, Alpha Centauri. But eventually our focus is drawn to Epsilon Eridani. We dive in to see that system. We see its star at the center. A little further out in the orbital, in the orbits of the planets, we see a planet with a familiar blue-green shade of color and size. Almost could be considered Earth-like. We see a flotilla of ships heading to that blue-green marble. Further out, in between the orbits of the planets, we see a gigantic biotechnological hulk of a ship sitting, waiting as its teleportational engines recharge from its recent jump into the system. We follow a trail of ionized vapor, the result of a hyperfusion drive burning at maximum speed out into the asteroid belt, where we see a smaller but still very large hard-tech vessel. It's swarming with manned and unmanned shuttles going from asteroid to asteroid, taking samples and surveying. We follow once again a smaller but no less intense drive trail out along an arc along the asteroid belt. We begin to see a pinpoint of actively burning hyperfusion drive, a bright star amongst the void. And it's at this point that our perspective begins to double. We see another trail of perspective zeroing in on this same particular point of light. As we get closer and closer, we begin to make out a very small but very fast-moving shuttle. And as our perspectives begin to converge, we realize that the second trail, the second perspective, is that of a swarm of micrometeors, just doing what physics has them do. And as our perspectives converge into a single one, those micrometeors slam into the shuttle. Inside, alarms are going off. Atmosphere is venting. Systems are failing. And I need all of you to roll initiative.
Oh, Bud, right off the bat.
Absolutely. So this is going to be the higher, the lower, of your Dex plus Empathy or your Cunning plus Athletics, because we are using the StoryPath Ultra system for this, at least that of which we know. So please give me those rolls.
Okay, that was Dex Empathy or
Cunning Athletics.
Oh my God, I actually have more than two dice for this for one.
Da-da-da-da.
Hooray! Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi. Okay.
We are looking for...
Steal those dice?
There are dice in front of you.
There are dice in front of me.
That's what we're doing.
Dex plus Empathy, or Cunning plus Athletics, the higher value.
Oh, the higher. Oh, good.
Yeah,
nope. That's one more die.
Target number eight.
It's eight and above. Tens are two. They don't re-roll.
That's right. Tens
they,
are two.
Tens hit, are two hits.
Okay, well.
That's probably better. I hate re-rolling anyway.
It slims it down. All right. How many did you get? Two? Zero.
Okay, and
one?
It's eight, you said?
Eight and above. And tens are two hits.
So I can enroll.
Yep.
Sorry, everybody. I'm the slow one.
It's all right.
Oh. Looks like three.
All right. So The highest value is going to be over here with our friend Jonathan. Jonathan, please describe your character and what are they doing now that their shuttle is fucking dying.
Why does it have to be me? It's the first thing always.
And you can pass it to someone else if you so desire.
Pass it to somebody else.
All right, well, we'll pass it over to Ryan, since he got the next number of hits. Describe your character for us, and what are they doing?
So he's kind of like the opposite of me. Tall, blonde, blue-eyed, very Aryan-looking. You get it. He's a pretty boy. And right now, he's in our mental link that I always have up.
Okay, that's reasonable to
have. And I'm just giving a horrible status reports. Things are very bad. And I'm going to try to figure out what the nearest thing that we can hit that isn't going to instantly kill us is.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a science roll.
I was going to try to douse for it, but...
Oh, no, if you want to use your psychic powers...
I was absolutely...
Make a psychic...
always psychic powers.
Dousing. Safe place. Please.
Do it.
Oh, thank God. One success. Oh, I didn't succeed on dousing, though. So, damn.
Okay, you didn't succeed on it?
Well, no, wait. It's only if you're pushing, you need more success. I got one success.
Yes. All right, fantastic. You're sort of casting your senses out. You're looking for a safe place, something that you can latch onto. I mean, there are asteroids, but you've been trying to avoid those heading to your destination. Of course, you know the place that you need to be. You need to find the Asaya, but you don't know what that is. But yeah, you just sort of are casting out, and you identify an asteroid. It's not particularly close, but that answers your question. And pass it on. Pass your initiative on to the next person.
Who's our pilot?
That's me.
Vega.
I
relay the location of the nearest safe crash space to Vega because I'm a realist.
All right, I got this.
All right, so Vega, well, Ray, please describe your character and tell us what you're doing.
What you see is what you get, only she would not have glasses because goggles on top of glasses is kind of redundant, but she's cool enough to have that. She has good vision. But yeah, no, I'll go ahead and get started on maneuvering to said asteroid.
Okay, go ahead and give me a pilot roll. There's going to be a two-point complication on this as your astronavigation systems are going haywire, and you might just make it worse.
Let's see. Can I use cunning?
You can absolutely use cunning if you said Zach.
Great.
All right.
Eight and above.
Yep.
Tens are two.
All right. Man. Well, that's three.
Okay. So that is enough to buy off the complication and generally put it in the right direction. Like I said, it's not exactly close, but it's the closest.
All right. It's fine. It's fine. I'm going to go ahead. Sorry.
all right. And you have not made the situation worse, which is good. So please pass your initiative to the next person.
Okay, so now that you have us pointed in the right direction, I am going to start basically trying to isolate systems on the ship on our vessel to keep us alive and make sure fires aren't breaking out.
And describe your character for us, please.
Sorry, yes. I pretty much look like this, but a little more grease on my face, and yeah, that's about it. Oh, and definitely still wears glasses because it's an affectation.
Okay.
I refuse to let them fix it.
So this is going to be a technology roll.
Okay.
And it is going to be at a +2 difficulty, so you're going to need 3 successes. This ship is well and truly fucked.
All right, well, I'm going to try. Try my luck, guys. Can I use intellect?
Yeah.
Since I got a lot of dice. All right, guys. It kind of did on the... See what I got here. Nate? Jeez. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
I only got one success.
You, as you are sort of like assessing the damage and trying to figure out what you need to do to fix it, you realize sort of two things simultaneously. One, of course, you know this ship is fucking awful. Like, this ship is designed to do one thing and one thing only, go fast. It doesn't have great armor. It doesn't have, like, great systems. You know, you distinctly recall, man, I hope something, like, bad doesn't happen because there's not a lot to do it.
Why do I say that? Why do I say it out loud?
And you also realize that you're probably seconds away from death. There's very little you can do to fix this. This is about to go really bad really fast. And I believe, finally, we start with Jonathan at the start of again. So please describe your character.
You'll feel my panic over the link, sorry.
And what are you doing?
Well, what you see is larger than what you get with Damien. Currently, probably holding on to something for dear life. Absolutely the worst. This is why I don't like to go anywhere with the heat fuckers. I am going to let... I'm going to be trying to let my friends resolve this briefly, but the idea of trying to get myself the fuck off of this ship and back to a safe place is really, really appealing right now.
So are you going to try and start forming a portal?
You know, I think I'm going to, just as a precautionary measure.
Okay, so...
It was a lesser pilot.
Here's the thing about that.
And definitely not me in your head right now saying the word portal over and over and over again.
Yeah, I hear you. Shut up.
So portals, depending on how far you're trying to get, portals take a good long while to spin up. And unless you want to push your powers, you kind of have a maximum range of 10,000 kilometers. Which, given that we're in space,
When I turn on the psychic link, it turns into light years. So let's...
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah.
Along with portal comes, I'm activating the psychic link. Everyone's been one sigh.
Yeah. Fair enough. So what would be your destination in that case?
I have to think about that. I'm not certain what my destination is.
I think probably the first thing that you would think of, given sort of like the psychic nature of how this works and resonances, the strongest psychic presence, particularly for you in this system, would be the Leviathan. Okay. It's kind of a beacon that you kind of always notice. So go ahead and give me a Psi plus Transportal roll to try and spin that up. It's still going to take a little bit of time to spin up. If this were, say, on a planet, you could do it instantaneously, but there's a great deal of space between you and the Leviathan. Any hits whatsoever. Okay.
Get them all out of the way now.
All right.
In the panic and the terror of the moment, you are not able to even begin to spin up that portal. And
what will be said is stop. Shut up. Get out of my head for a minute. Shut up.
Okay.
And it's at this point that the hyperfusion drive, its containment begins to fail. And a roiling ball of plasma starts to encompass the ship, starting from the bottom. And then time slows down. And in your vision, the only thing that you see as you see the fire beginning to come around is your eyes focus on a navigational panel. And you're able to crystallize 3 points of data. First, the point of origin from this shuttle. You know its name. You see it on the panel. It's the FSS Mitch McConnell.
Come on, man. All right.
They're the bad guys, and they're always going to be the bad guys. So they work with bad people. The second point of data is the navigational course correction that will have avoided this catastrophe. And the third is the destination of this particular jaunt, which you have added, see in your own personal notation, Asaya. And then we roll back into the past, or rather into the present. Where were you when you had this vision?
I was in line at probably just a fast food restaurant, just getting food for people because we just had partied too hard last night at the house. And I'm just in line, like my hair is messed up, my sunglasses are on, and I don't want to talk to anybody.
The little robotic person assistant says, sir, can you please select your drink selections?
A hot tea, toss hot tea, yes.
Excellent. Would you like to upsize that for only 20 yuan more?
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it indeed, sir. you enter your preferences into the system, and the little robot attendants start to put together your order as you're sort of shaking off the cobwebs. Other than another line for a fast food line, where are you?
I would imagine that we're on do you guys want to be on Luna?
That's what I figured.
We'll just be on, like, Luna, the name of the main...
Olympus?
Olympus. We're just in Olympus.
Okay.
And I'm just on just some, you know, restaurant on the corner of, on the street in Olympus, about two blocks from wherever it is we're staying.
Okay. I think I've established that. All right. You get your food order. I guess we're going to head back to the place.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You get back to the place. No one is home at the moment. It seems people have some business to attend to. Are you going to try and get in contact with them, do some research? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to send out, hey, food, to the group, the group chat. I'm going to look around at how horrible the place looks because,
that's not great.
We didn't do a good job last night of cleaning up after ourselves. Then I'm going to go, like, just do the most cursory, like, search engine search of the FFS Mitch McConnell.
Okay. let's see.
That name is a very well-known name in my household, unfortunately.
Yeah, He saved the Republic.
He was one of the great blockers.
He held the tide against liberalism.
He held the blue tide back.
Sorry. Yeah, it's awful, and everyone should feel bad about it. Okay, yeah, give me a humanities roll.
Oh, man, something I'm good at. I guess to intellect. Because I'm just... Three.
Three successes. That's pretty good. Three hits. So you're starting to research that. Vega, what are you doing when you get the message from Asher?
I probably roll off whatever couch or out from any pile of laundry that I was sleeping in. Ooh, food. Stretch and...
So you were just sort of couch surfing on somebody's couch yep. here.
I just kind of assumed she was upstairs, honestly.
Yep.
Well, she wasn't home when you got there.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
So you are...
I am between jobs and crashing wherever I can.
Fantastic.
Because I might have annoyed the wrong people.
Might have annoyed the wrong people. Get that text on your mini cop, on your comm unit. As you're sort of like picking yourself up and getting yourself ready, the person who you presume this apartment unit is kind of comes out of their bedroom and says, "Oh, hey, how are you going? Okay, cool.
What?
I last night was a little weird, but are you heading out?
Yeah, I'm heading out for a bit.
Cool, great. All right, awesome. I'll let you know when I hear about that thing that you asked me about.
Sweet, yeah, that would be so good.
I made no promises on the job. So talk to you later, man.
Yeah, no worries. The jacket. Hello?
All right, so you start navigating, kind of getting your way to the public transit system to get back to the crash pad du jour. That the group. What about Damien? What was Damien up to when that text about food came in?
Since I don't think I party that hard, I think I've been up since bright and early. either looking for work or making deliveries of some sort.
Okay. That is cool. Yeah, so you were making a delivery. I mean, a teleporter is always in demand. There's so very little of them. So you are sort of like are in an office where there's like sort of shipping and whatnot. You've been sort of fed a little biochip that has some noetic connections to somewhere else on Luna. So it is kind of like we're wielding like the cosmic power of the interconnectedness of the universe. You're just kind of maintaining portals as people are moving things from one place to another. That goes off.
Second text. Where the fuck is everyone?
I'm away!
Hold. Nightfire's in assumed I can check something while keeping those.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like a background process. What would you like to check?
Oh, no, I'll check that that text and I'll fire out a response. Some of us work. Well, my thing.
Dumb.
All right. What about Alex? What was Alex getting up to when she got that text?
That's the hardware store.
Okay.
Like, just because I like it.
All right.
Not buying anything in particular. Just like, kind of, I was getting antsy. I was looking at message boards earlier or looking for work earlier, but then wanted to build something. I was browsing.
So, yeah, I mean, hardware stores in the future of the 21st century or 22nd century are very interesting because, you know, everything is sort of manufactured by printer. So it's like kind of like these like. It's a very small place that has like rotating holographic depictions of the products that they have available. So you're kind of like scrolling through. What sort of thing were you thinking about putting together?
Well, see, I like to start with some crap I have lying around and think what it could be. So I'm actually kind of frustrated here. So I'm probably leaving to go find like a secondhand junk shop.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, those things are available, but you know, it's just the damning of convenience, like,
yep.
Like you can just get whatever it is that you want, and then most of the time things that are junk are just sort of thrown back into the matter pool to be reconstituted.
I hate
that.
I might use it later.
You actually think you need to go down subterranean, where things like matter compilers and matter printers aren't. Their reliability is less.
Gotcha.
And there might be some junk there. But yeah, as you're sort of getting, heading down to the sublevel, that's when you get that text from Asher.
Heading back.
Awesome.
Power of third.
Asher, you're looking up at the FSS Mr. McConnell. From what you can tell, you sort of look up its service record and whatnot. It is a civilian ship, mining mainly.
Hmm.
With those three hits, I will let you know that you sort of see it attached to an upcoming Leviathan mission. It's slated to be going extra solar very soon, but you don't have any more details on that, the mission, or any details about that, but it is in the queue for an extrasolar mission.
Huh. Weird. All right. Well, in that case, I'll just probably pick up a little bit so that the judgy eyes aren't that intense today. And we'll set out food for everybody.
Okay. So, yeah, Vega, you show up first, having less to do than the others. It turns out, you know, you don't necessarily recall giving a food order, but as you sort of come in, you see what you would have ordered.
Oh, hell yeah. How'd you know?
I always know. It's hard not to
know. It's not hard to predict that you wanted nugs.
Everyone likes nugs.
Double pickle sign. Everyone likes that too.
I remember every fast food order you've ever given me. So,
wait, just starts inhaling the food.
Well, now, All right.
So hungry.
Yeah.
A guy who crashed with last night was not interested in sharing anything in his house.
Okay. you know.
Alex, you show up next. It's not too hard to divert your thing back to home. Yeah, once again, you didn't get order any food, but what you would have ordered right there.
I checked ahead.
I'll just scrape some crap off the couch. I'll help after we eat.
Okay. Oh, I had a weird one. Oh, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
I had a weird one.
Mm.
A really annoying weird one. You guys aren't going to like it.
And then happen to have, like, dollar signs or prosperity written all over it.
Do I ever have them? Dollar signs and prosperity.
I can't help.
Dream. It would be really nice if I could, like, focus on those, but I'm not, like, good enough at that yet, so I just kind of get them forced into my skull.
Bummer.
I made the choice. I could have laser eyes.
You want laser eyes?
No, I made that choice a long time ago.
You don't need your old eyes anymore, right?
Yeah, you're right. I'm not doing you much good anyway.
Is Damon going to make any effort to get off of their shift early? Or
yeah.
All right, yeah. So you're able to wrap things up.
Yeah, I figure I take odd jobs more than any like direct standard things. So I call the shots.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, they basically like ask you to stay for like 10 more minutes and like get a bunch of dudes to just literally like shuck things through the portal. like let them sort it out at the other end kind of thing. But yeah, you shut them down. Are you going to head back to where your associates to hang out? You've noted that you're not necessarily like as tightly connected to the group as some of the others, but you know where they are. You can get back to their area. So yeah, a little cold, a little worse for wear, but when you do come in, you do see what you would have ordered if you had ordered food with Asher. Sitting there for you.
Thanks.
That was work.
It's fine, honey.
All right.
Before I even start eating, however, I'm going to start picking up and rearranging things out of the just.
All right.
So I had a weird dream, and by dream I mean I had a horrifying injection of knowledge from the future while I was in line getting food.
In medicine?
No.
Okay.
No, but we all died.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was one of those we all died scenarios. It's not great. So we were looking for something. Kind of hard to pull it. Anyway, we were on a ship called the FFS Mr. McConnell, which is supposed to be going out on a Leviathan jump ship pretty soon, and we were all on fire and going to crash due to a micrometeor storm. So, did anyone have any plans or hear anything about a gig on a jump ship? Any?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that'll...
Messages, but I don't think that would have been one I would have applied for.
It'll come up, I'm sure.
Oh, good. So, how do we not fulfill your vision of our fiery deaths in space?
I imagine now we know. Well, we see because... Well, we've already changed it because I know about it, right? It doesn't exist anymore. Now I'll correct for it, but if it's actually bound to happen, it'll recorrect back into hitting me somehow. But it doesn't usually. So,
just be careful. How do you perpetually have a headache from thinking like that?
Drinking?
Okay.
Explain so much.
Drinking, drug use.
Good idea.
Yeah. All right, so.
Once I have finally, like, eaten things up to my basic standards.
Okay. So you can certainly like check job boards and you guys have some basic connections to people who can keep you in the know about things. Jump ship missions are kind of like big deals. Like it's one of those like it's uncommon for you to like snag a gig. If someone wants you on a jump ship, they're gonna specifically get you on that jump ship more often than not.
Actually, did I have knowledge of how we came by the ship when it was like stolen, not stolen?
You're not sure. Okay. You just know that that ship, the shuttle that you were on, left from the FSS Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
And was going to the Asaya.
Oh, wait. Have we encountered that word yet?
You have.
I have.
That has been dominating your clairsentience since Mars.
Right. And how long ago was Mars?
About a year ago.
Okay, well, I'll say it's like, look. Okay. So, I haven't really wanted to bring this up because I know about what happened a year ago. It's almost the year anniversary, though, and it's got a touchy subject. But ever since it happened, I've had a word and a jumble of symbols kind of floating around in that special space that isn't generally reserved for, you know, my flights of fancy and other stuff. It's this word. And I actually walk over to the wall and like take down like an old paper calendar I keep up as a joke. And I apparently ground the word Asaya into the wall at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like with an upset hand.
Huh.
Yeah, that happened about a week after whatever happened up there. But I've just kind of been looking for it in the background, reaching out, seeing if I could catch any eddies or anything. And yeah, it has some meaning, but not the one we're looking for. I mean, sanctuary being the
one of the meanings,
one of the many important meanings of the word.
When it's a name, it can be a name, like the name, like in, it means like healer.
Mm.
It also has some Kabbalistic significance. Like the world, it is the word for like the physical world, the world of material.
Ah.
But it also has some the sanctuary connotation as well.
So there's a word cloud that I've come up with now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what's happening in Asherland. I didn't really want to bring it up because I know everyone's kind of sensitive about it, but I feel like it's going to get, well, I don't know how long that into the future that vision was, but I will say that the ship that we were on is leaving soon.
Define soon.
I can't find a manifest.
Yeah, you can't, like, you see that it, like, the information you accessed on it, like, did not have information about the jump ship mission, only that it was going extrasolar, and, like, presumably on a jump ship. It might be being taken out by teleportation, but you did see the Leviathan in your vision.
Yeah, I knew there was a Leviathan, and I had been to it, so.
What's a band name?
I mean, it would be a pretty good band name.
Who should have a band?
I think we need to focus. But I agree. Listen, I didn't do, like, 15 years of youth group guitar for nothing, okay? It's gonna come to something. Yep. You've got big drummer energy, you know that?
I didn't know. No. Uh-uh.
Well, you bass? You play bass?
I do not have a musical bone in my body, you know that.
Manager.
Everyone has a musical bone in their body.
Front man jerk who leaves the band because it's supposed to be about the music.
Cool.
And we're never quite the same without you.
You've already planned our breakup. You know,
that not only affords all of my relationships.
The bait player.
Yeah, so you guys know that information about jump ships are, like, pretty highly classified. You're not just going to be finding it on the opnet.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have to hit your contacts.
Is there any... Is it the Legion that controls the jump ships?
No. The jump ships are, they were a project spearheaded by the Aeon Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And the Psi Orders all contributed. And different jump ship, although there's only about a dozen of them, like, Aeon has a couple, I think the ISRA has one. Definitely the Legions have a couple. And then the majority of them are in the hands of the UN. But Aeon's going to have its hands in any one of them because they kind of are, one of their roles is the coordination of jump ship missions.
Well, I can talk to, do you know someone in the Trinity who could?
I mean, I've kept in touch with Matt. She was my recruiter, but I think she's in HR now.
I mean, I can talk to someone in the old club if I need to, but, you know.
What would I even ask her?
Do you know of any jump ship missions about to go out?
Are you hiring?
With the FFS Mitch McConnell, perhaps.
All right.
All right, so you're going to make a path roll?
Yes. My contact, my AN contact is an HR rep who, I just have a rep / HR / recruiter, so.
So you're going to, yeah, we'll stick with the old rules for this because it's not clear in the new system. Let's go your path rating plus whatever attribute you think is going to, and what are the tags on your contact from AN?
Oh, I don't know. I did not. Right.
Okay. Well, then let's just say they don't have an appropriate tag for right now.
Okay.
But so go ahead and roll your path rating plus sell me on an attribute.
Probably cunning.
Okay. Yeah, cunning for your Aeon Society. No, Aeon Trinity.
One. My cunning is 3. Oh, my good. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yay. So that's 4.
Okay. All right. Is anyone else going to try and reach out to their contacts, try and figure out anything about this?
I got nothing good. Let's check with the criminal elements. No, they might know.
Maybe. Highly unlikely.
I will reach out to my my contact in ISRA to see if it's our ship that's going out.
Okay.
And that's about all I can probably... And they are a sneaky.
Right. Okay. Yeah. They are sneaky. Okay. Well, that might apply. So yeah, go ahead and roll your something on an attribute.
I'm gonna do manipulation because I need this now, and I'm gonna all the genuflections that need to be made.
Since it is sensitive information you're going for, absolutely.
Oh my! Look at me. So I've got 4 on that.
Okay. Roll. So with the enhanced, that'll be 5.
5.
Okay, so you guys to reach out to your contact. Damien, are you going to look into something or are you going to...
I don't think I have actually any contact that would be appropriate.
Okay, fantastic.
Even with my Psi Order, the OPO really didn't need...
Yeah, that's not their bag. They're very positive on the jump ships being around because that means that, you know, there's some pressure off of them. people aren't talking about appropriating and construct and regulating them. Because of their vital function in human society. You two get your contacts. You guys get kind of like an amalgam of information. It's not an ISRA. You know that it's not an ISRA jump ship. But they know a bunch about it anyway. It is primarily an Aeon mission going to Epsilon Eridani. But a lot of funding is coming from the FSA, who has sort of basically sending this mining ship and laying claim to first approximation and like first claim on the mineral rights of the asteroid belt of the system. And that ship is leaving in a week. It's the Aeon Leviathan. The Aeon Leviathan crack shot, you guys are pretty well on this. The Aeon's purpose for this is that they're through some records and some other clairsentient scanning, they believe they found a Nova Age colony of humans in that system.
That would be a good reason to send humanitarian aid, at least. Especially.
Yeah, so there is going to be, like, there's primarily it's diplomatic. There is a Legion's vessel coming along with just in case, because So yeah, there's like a couple of diplomatic ships with a lot of Aeon personnel, Allegiance vessels, and this mining frigate that is sort of bankrolling the whole thing.
Well,
I've already texted back. I've already responded. Any job openings?
Yeah, like I said, you guys rolled pretty well. Yeah, your contacts, and this is sort of the last thing you'll get. Your contact basically says that everything on the Aeon side of things is pretty buttoned up. This is actually a pretty sensitive mission. But they do know that the FSA ship might have something for you. Not great. The job description that they send to you is compliance fulfillment, which after peeling away some of the bullshit legalese is essentially... there are two positions for Scions that will literally exist to make it so that they get a break on their insurance by having a Scion presence on their vessel. But there's only two positions for that being available.
I'll pretend not to be one. Wait, wait, sorry. We haven't even agreed to go anywhere. Sorry, sorry. I already lived it a little bit, so it's kind of like a...
How'd you shell it?
Well, two of us can find work on the beautiful ship.
I can get on the ship. That's not the problem. It's who I would have to call.
So we would have to be working for the FSA, and we would be there to let them get a break on their insurance.
Yeah. Well, guys, we don't have to follow this. We can just go, live out the rest of this week and just be like, isn't it good that we aren't dying in a micrometeoroid storm?
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Now that said, I could totally avoid it this time.
I wonder how many Clairsentients have said that, and they never said anything else.
You want me to ask around?
Nope.
How often do we get horrible comeuppance?
All right, shitty job, but how much does it pay?
Decent. The expectation is, that you're there essentially in case Aberrant show up, which is kind of like the assumption of it, or like other things that are just completely beyond the pale for neutrals to be able to take care of. So there's, for those two positions, which there's only two positions available, it's a decent pay rate, and it does have a sort of a hazard option, like in case of aberrants, then it actually gives a decent payout. But other than that, it's kind of an average job. Like you're there, the job description does not say you're here to fulfill insurance purposes.
Of course not, no.
But it's like general tasks, attunement to life support systems, bioware systems, maintenance of that in case that needs any side use, like. Very generic things like this is a very low responsibility. You're here to fill a seat, kind of position. So the actual pay rate, but if there's aberrants, then it actually would be a good payout.
I am kind of curious about this. This colony.
There is an I believe that the more interesting thing would probably be contacting an uncontacted Nova colony. Would probably be an interesting.
Yeah.
Of age colony, not a Nova.
But hey,
that would be something much spookier.
Yes.
Well, bright side, if we hate it, if we get out there and we hate it, how many light years away is Iridani?
Iridani, I think it's like 10 light years or
whatever. It's like, I mean, we can just bail if we want.
And I mean, I should probably get my own couch. So, you know,
we can pretty much go any old place.
Apartment of your own.
I know, that would be so cool.
So?
Send me the application. I need work. I could use the work. Could you send me the application info?
They provide for you the link for the application for work. So you're going to be applying for... Are you going to be applying for one of the
I figure we would discuss that.
Yeah. So you guys have the application information. Uh-huh.
I will likely use other means to get on that ship because I don't want the FSA knowing there's a clairsentient on board. They don't like me or my kind very much.
Right.
Hi, I'm probably how he's getting on board.
And honestly, you might not want to let them know you're around. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. We have to have some cover for being there. They're going to know if someone who isn't... I don't know how much stowing away on the Leviathan is a good idea.
Leviathan ship, though. That's so cool.
Well...
And it's called Crackshot.
That's also fun. Well, I think our job... Is our job on the Leviathan itself, or is that...
No,
we're on the...
No, your job would be on the McCowl. Those two job applications on the McCowl. Getting on the Leviathan... Like, you guys are scions. It's not so much like an open application system, but you guys have people that you know. You can try and weasel your way into that mission. And, I mean, based on your vision, the only ship that was going to the place that you want to go was that shuttle.
From the McConnell. What class of vehicle is the McConnell?
The McConnell is a frigate.
That's
frigate. So it is like... The only ships larger than that are Leviathans.
I see. They can jump?
No. Well, they can attach to a Leviathan.
I see.
And jump.
I understood.
Okay. In your vision, it was a pure hard tech vessel.
Okay. So this thing had already, we had already done the jump, separated off.
But that is to say, you know, who's to say that you couldn't, like, have two people working on McConnell get on that shuttle and then jump your friends into the shuttle?
Yeah. That. Mm-hmm. As long as we can get on the Leviathan, it doesn't matter.
Then. Yeah.
You guys, they love psychokinetics. And they love, teleporters and clairsentience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can vouch for you guys, but you don't have to put your name to paper.
We can definitely just get on the Leviathan ship. I know ways.
So I need to, it's been a year. I think I'm ready to get back in the market.
I need a thing to do, and that thing might be chasing our fiery death in space.
We're gonna avoid it this time.
Yeah, I mean, please. I was driving that shuttle, I'm sure it was not gonna crash.
It was definitely already crashed and crashing, continuing to crash. We weren't gonna be alive when it landed where it was going. No, I don't remember that. Sorry.
Vega, you were doing your best.
I'm going to need to be ready to get us all out of fiery death, so...
Yeah, thankfully...
Yeah, if you don't go, we're fucked.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Except play bass.
I mean, it's just one string. It's fine. Those other three are just there for decoration.
I don't want to let any of you die, and my desire to not see any of you die outweighs my desire to not go on.
That's right, we're buddies.
That's the perfect lone wolf response. We're in.
All right. So, who, if anyone, is applying to the FSA job?
That's two.
Okay.
Nerds.
Yep.
So you guys hit your application, and within about 20 minutes... you essentially get location information for an interview. If you hear a cat upstairs, he's got a story to tell.
The cat alarm is going off.
You guys have location information for an interview. It's basically the next morning.
Okay.
So that's that. So if you guys want to try and figure out how to get positions or get your way into the Leviathan mission.
I was a naughty, and I didn't declare my freelance Scion contact. But I feel like if I were trying to get onto a Leviathan mission, the guy I know through being a freelancer would probably be the guy to talk to. I don't have a name for them, but they're likely going to be well-connected.
Okay, well-connected. All right. If you want to, let's say, since you're using your contacts specifically like that, actually, let me just look up them contact rules.
Sure.
In this lovely little everything that we have about StoryPath Ultra document. no, not everything, but enough.
not even about to read the volumes, and it might have that.
I'm not typing them right now.
No, it's fine.
No, no, no.
One should talk to Amy Lord or not.
Yeah, but those tags are just like a one-worder. It's like, what kind of shit are they good at?
Ah, yes. Well, Jara, she knows what's up.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and give me a persuasion roll.
No. Yeah.
Well, I think that's how they actually do it. Path roll. I don't think path roll is a thing anymore.
All right. Is it manipulation persuasion?
Yeah. I mean, depending on how you wanna.
Oh, it's always.
Manipulation. Even when I'm being straightforward.
Oh, I'm definitely twisting it to make sure that we're getting.
And
now.
Is that how many dots did you invest in that contact?
Is it in terms of two per?
Yeah, no. So each, so the way contacts work is so you get one of your paths gives you three dots of contacts.
I see.
The other two of your two of your paths give you one dot in contact.
Mm.
And you can sort of so every contact, every path has at least one dot contact to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put those other dots wherever you want.
Oh, I thought we just kind
amongst
of got
them.
Per. Awesome.
I see.
It's a little complicated, but we can sort
it. I'm just going to say it's the one guy.
The one guy? All right, so then you would get one enhancement.
I have two hits.
Okay, so is that with the enhancement?
Yes. Or,
okay.
So I did not roll very well.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, so who is this guy? Who is your contact?
His name is Ethan Leahy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a... the fixeriest fixer that was ever a fixer.
Okay.
Like, talks with a voice box for affectation purposes, you know? Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you get him on your mini comm system. He says, hey, Azure, how's it going?
Oh, doing great, Ethan. So I heard that there's a little jaunt going extra solar. On a pretty little Leviathan called the Crack Shot.
The Crack Shot. That is one heck of a high stakes mission there. A lot of talk about finding some old Nova Age colony.
Yeah, well, two of my buddies are gonna be actually on one of the attached ships. And I was wondering if you could get me, we don't have to get on one of the attached FSA cruisers, because fuck those guys.
Yeah, there's just one of those, I think.
Yeah, the McConnell. Every time. I was wondering if you, my teleporter friend.
Yeah, real useful.
That wouldn't be the first word I would go for. I mean, but they are a wonderful person as well. we were wondering if we could hitch a ride, be part of history, you know.
Let me ask around.
You know, will work.
Yeah. Let me talk to my people in Aeon. They might be amenable. I'll get back to you tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks. All right. Well, I should have us. Well, that should work. If it doesn't work, I'll do something worse to get us on that ship.
All right. Is anyone doing anything else? Before tomorrow dawns.
I am going to research about lost colonies from that era.
Okay.
And I'll use, could my Nova Corps library help me with that role?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
Nova Corps, a path from beyond electric green. A book that you can buy on the Story Path Nexus.
It's pretty good.
And a guy called me wrote it. And I think it's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Okay, so for researching something like this, would it be like humanity?
Yeah, humanities.
I'll use humanities and intellect, and I have two dots. Is that just two enhancement?
If you have the two dot version, then it's two dots and enhancement.
That. Hello. Look within. It goes over the different orders.
Yeah,
I know. There, my guy. But I find out nothing.
Hello. Okay.
My dice. Yes.
Okay. So you do not get any successes. Now, nope. You could, if you so desire, spend 2 momentum to turn that failure into a basic success.
What y'all think?
I'm down for it. Let's go. We're gonna be failing rolls. Let's go.
Always push it.
It's true. Awesome. A lot of rolls.
Okay, so that is 2 momentum down, and then that brings your enhancement online.
Yep, so that's 4 total. So
that's
I'm sorry. Is it
3 total. Yeah, it just hits the difficulty.
2 enhancement.
And then 2 enhancement on top of that, so that's 3 hits, basically. So from what your notes and your sources tell you about Nova Age colonies, there was a lot of space exploration in the sort of the mid to late Nova Age, and particularly as the Admiral War started to heat up, a lot of Novas and the people who they were associated with got the fuck out. So given how temperamental a lot of Novas, some of them earning the slur of Admirant, were, those are a lot of mixed bags. Because of the nature of communication, it's essentially no one knows what came of any Nova Age colony, even if they had contact with. Like, the only one that anyone had any knowledge of would be Kasuligay in Alpha Centauri. Mm-hmm. That's because we made recontact with that. But the rest of them are just big question marks. So they could be, they could be tyrannical hellscapes overwritten by a terrible aberrant, or, a benevolent utopia, if one of them managed to maintain. Or they could have just, the Nova died, now there's just people there without their quantum god king. There's so many questions about what Nova Age colonies could be, but that there are probably quite a few of them.
I also, if you don't mind me asking, I will try to run a keyword search for Rosiah.
It's a word that has multiple connotations. Like I said, the first one that comes up is the name. It's a female name in Arabic, I believe, about a healing person. There's this connotation of a safe place, and then there's like this deeply weird, Kabbalistic of the material world,
right.
the place of the place where things happen.
I don't see any manifest or
no.
A name of a ship or anything.
I'm assuming that you had talked about this, maybe mentioned it a couple of times, and other than the sort of the very mundane and cultural references to this world, nothing pings on Asaya as a thing.
Did you guys just think I was really into those berries? Did you guys think I was getting on a health food kick?
They are superfood.
Was that?
I don't think any of us knew how invested you were into this, because I don't think any of us really thought that, you were carving shit into the walls in your spare time.
Hey, it's my security deposit, all right?
Mm-hmm. Just wonder why you kept the paper calendar up.
All right. That's what you need.
People believe.
Anyone doing anything for the rest of the day?
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure our systems are clear as can be. No issues with the P test. And I'm also gonna brush up on my basic, because they're probably gonna want me to do a bunch of first aid bullshit.
Yeah, first aid, mild boosting of people.
Yeah, I'm just gonna pull out your basic guide to first aid.
People from the FSA need a lot of encouragement.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I know you absolutely clear everybody out.
Yeah,
dread sobriety.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything else? Damon, getting it up to anything?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem. All right, so
I'm looking at.
Oh yeah, look away. So you guys have you get cleared out. Good night's rest. Everything's good. And you guys have your interview. You essentially go to the docks of Luna, where there is a office for sort of the mining company that has been assigned this contract from the FSA. The mining company is called extraction and prosperity combine. And you guys have this meeting with this older man who kind of like looks like he's attached to a desk. He's very tall. Looks like he may have spent a good deal of time out in the asteroid field from a young age, where maybe some grav crystals weren't common. But yeah, he is like, okay, so yeah, you two are signing up for the mission out to Eridani, huh?
Think so.
Yeah,
sir. We're really excited for this opportunity.
Yeah, great. So we got some basic duties for y'all. Generally you're here just in case, y'all are got combat experience.
Yeah, a little with a gun.
I mean, I'm assuming they dunked you for a reason. Great heroes of the world and whatever. But let's we've got some basic automated competency tests, some basic information here. Do want you to know, we do have sort of a general policy coming down from the regulations of our lovely parent nation about regarding use of abnormal powers on the job. Essentially, don't, unless you are specifically asked to do so. And there are significant penalties if you are caught employing strange abilities that might endanger the crew. Unless it is a part of your specific job functions.
Understood, of course.
All right, great. We're ramping up to get out. So, like I said, take these tests. He kind of squints at you, looks at your application. Bit of kinetic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're going to make you take the piss test anyway.
All right.
He tapped something on his keyboard for his office comp, and he says, you can clear out systems, right?
Yeah,
we might need to call up on that for a little bit. Some of our boys, boys and girls might take some stuff to liven them up, but clean and sober is the way to go, especially when you're moving rock.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, he tapped again. Maybe he just turned on and off a recording system. You guys take these very, boilerplate competency tests.
Why are they always trying to give you sneaky questions in here?
Why do they ask the same question 5 times in a different way?
If you see your friend stealing from the mining company,
yeah.
What do you do?
I don't mean
snitch.
And then there is literally 50 pages of regulations on your abilities. You're not supposed to use them. All of these penalties. It's kind of oppressive and dystopian because the FSA sucks.
Okay, 10,000. The debt passes on to my children. I got it.
A lot of uses of in perpetuity.
Throughout the universe. Mm-hmm.
And all time?
So you guys get that set up by the by afternoon time. You guys are hired. You have you are to report to the docks where a shuttle is going to take you to the Leviathan. Apparently the McConnell itself is en route. Because it's a big ship and it's not as fast as certain things, so it takes a while to get to where the Leviathan is. Mm-hmm. So you'll be taking a fast mover shuttle out there by the end of the week. You basically have a call time.
Can I get some shuttle information?
You look at
ship specs, just for my own side.
A very run of the mill, fast mover shuttle. Like, it is nothing. It is nothing special.
Damn it.
Other than it's your grave.
So it's not. Then why does it say Vega's grave on the sign? I did.
Round about the time they get hired, you get a contact from an Aeon Trinity representative.
Ahoy, hoy.
Mr. Golden, I understand you have an interest in our upcoming jump ship mission.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard, you know, some of what's planned for it. I just got to be part of history, man.
Yes, of course. I've been reviewing your files, and it seems your former Psi Order is not being very forthcoming with a recommendation.
I see. Well, I'm not sure of exactly the reason why that is, but I'm assuming it's just some sort of misunderstanding, or, well, let's just say that there might be a reason for it, but it's probably not one that you should worry about, because I hear that this was a Letters from Otha situation, and I caught it this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand that reference. Well, Mr. Golden, I will say that given the inherent danger of this mission, I believe it was yourself and Mr. Harris you were asking about.
Yeah, we're a pretty potent duo of, you know, teleporter, clairsentient, so
we
work together.
Fortunately for you, I believe that a particular pair, especially if you have experience working together, we may be needing you. We may have a use for people of your abilities, particularly if things go bad. Rapid extraction of deployed units, and if nothing else, people, may be something that we want to have on hand.
Right. I assume the ability to just not be there anymore would be very useful for some of the diplomats or other explorers.
Indeed. She is going to make a roll for herself. I need you to make me an integrity roll, which is going to be either your composure or your resolve.
Oh, they're the same.
Oh, shit.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing versus nothing.
So she is going to make... She's making an influence action on you. She is going to be asking you... basically what she asked you, as a clairsentient, are you... is your interest in this mission predicated on any promptings from the Noetic Totality? And she's essentially, she has made a persuasion roll against you, and she's compelling you to tell the truth. Okay. Now, in this situation, you have a couple of options. You can do what she says and accept the influence. You can reject the influence, but make it so that she... hold on, let me double check these. There's a couple of options that you have.
Loading up dice.
Yeah.
Preparing.
This is where I am, in fact, a Viking.
You can either accept the influence, or you make a hard bargain. You resist social injury at a cost of the character. You suffer a setback, open themselves to different kinds of influence, or accept the status as effect as a result. Or you can ignore the influence altogether, which will grant the influencing character a +2 enhancement on their next action against you.
So where's the part where I just say, absolutely not, and roll dice, and...
Is that a thing that can happen? That's not a thing that can happen.
Damn it.
That would be integrity. That was your integrity roll.
Damn it. Being a powerful liar needs integrity, too?
No! But you do get a momentum for failing the roll.
I need to actually check my skilled liar edge just to see how...
There may be some finagling that needs to be done.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it. But for now, what kind of status effect would we be talking about here if I...
I would basically say you'd probably have... Status effect would be like sort of floating complication on dealing with Aeon personnel that would essentially resolve. It would go away upon your successful influence of someone working for it.
I see. Okay, so I can in fact say no to the. I can ignore that influence, lie to this person,
yeah.
and take that status.
Yes,
that is what I do.
Okay. Yeah. So like something about like just the like utter like cold preciseness of it. Like you shake it off, and you're able to like. What do you say to her?
Absolutely not. No. There's a. That's a rookie move.
So like yeah, like you're. She's not able to pin you down, but something about like her cold glare, just be like, "Oh God, Aeon people, what the? How do they know these things?"
I've never been asked that directly before. Yeah, it's like, exactly. "Hey, are you doing this because you had a dumb vision?"
Yeah,
maybe.
No, if it helps, I died in.
Yeah, but yeah, so you have a negative two Great. Social complication, on staring at these people. But she says, "All right, well, there is a shuttle leaving for the interstellar space between Earth and Mars, where the crack shot is rattling. She sort of passes you some information onto your minicomp, essentially tickets to the shuttle, and says, rally in 3 days, and we'll be heading out at the end of the week.
Ah, looking forward to it.
Good, good, yes. Things may definitely get interesting out there. Good day.
Good day.
Fuck. So, yeah, so you guys all sort of wrap up your business, and it's late afternoon when you guys are able to reconvene.
We got the jobs.
Yeah, we're on. We're on. We're out in 3 days.
Sweet. It'll be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
We're not gonna die. Your powers.
That... And so are you, if you're not a dummy about it.
Well, you've met me.
Nah.
So, yeah, you guys have a couple of days before you have to get on your various shuttles. They're not the same shuttle. Just because there's actually a pretty large flotilla of shuttles getting people and, like, last-minute cargo and whatnot to the Leviathan. But, yeah, so you guys have a couple of days. What sort of preparations do you guys want to get your hands on some equipment that you think might be useful?
Yeah, that was kind of my next question. Is for a for our specific situation, is it a like, hey, go find your own crap scenario, or you know, we have some standard issue stuff we are willing to hand out, but obviously, like weapons and stuff, that's a
weapon. I mean, as Scions, there's some general here, particularly on the Aeon side of things. The two working directly for the FSA, you'll get what we give you. You don't get to bring weapons on board. Everything that you take with you will be like vetted and scanned and like processed through their system.
You have to turn it back in. If there's any damage,
anything else we give you for the purposes of your duties. So it's actually pretty harsh on you. The two guys working through the auspices of Aeon, yeah, you're allowed to have a personal weapon, it's much more lax with that. But there also is the expectation of if you need something, they will provide it to you as part of a mission.
Mm. Can I give you some of my stuff to bring?
Yeah, of course. We can wrap it up. I mean, I can go pop open the old gun safe and see what we got going on in here. Figure for a person with like wealth one, like standard arms.
Yeah, standard arms, like personal arms.
Fund us if we need more things. I've got wealth two.
Yeah. It's. I mean, really, I'm not really worried so much about shooting anybody. More. Biotech stuff, but that's harder to come by. But yeah, probably need to bring some standard issue pistols and
if nothing else, like yeah, maybe some protective clothing.
And I want to send along with you. Who knows what it's going to be like when we get out wherever we're going?
Yeah, I mean, I will say that in my vision, the planet, at least that we're supposed to be going to, is Earth-like. At least it seems so from a distance.
Well, we might get shot at.
Oh, yeah. We definitely want, like, something that will stop a bullet, though. Like, although, if we run into anything, I don't think... Hybrids don't use guns, do they?
Can't. There might be guys.
Oh, that's fair. There might be hostile locals. Sorry, I don't do field work very much. I'm a
contacting. We're contacting a Nova Age colony. I'm pretty sure that the locals are going to have some opinions on us.
Oh yeah, you make a good point. All right, well, I'll just go get the standard issue stuff then. Who wants a pistol? I've got tons.
Yeah.
I mean, and a rifle if I can get one.
Yeah, you would probably have to, if you wanted to pick up a rifle, that would have, you would have to spend, like, a wealth one, yeah.
Yeah, I got 2 dots in it. That just basically eventually refreshes.
Refreshes. Yeah. Although, you know, you're going out system, so it matters less.
Yeah.
Definitely, you guys have enough funds to either have already had, like, some basic armor, a personal sidearm. You can spend some wealth on a rifle, a basic rifle. Any other sort of odds and ends, things that you think might be useful, you can just run it by me.
I'm just more looking at, like, weirder things other than...
You named plenty of weird things.
I know. I should have thought of that.
I'm just looking over, like, the medical gear, trauma kits, basic stuff.
Yeah, getting.
I mean, if you want to get your hands on a trauma kit, that's probably something you could get your hands on, pretty decently.
Okay. Just in case. Some general tools.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, general tool kit. Jerry, you can get your hands on.
Biofix it.
Yeah. So as you guys are sort of getting ready, at some point Vega. You sort of get a meeting, an off-net meeting request, through the office of the company that you've just signed up
for. Oh, okay. Yep. Mulligan, yes.
Yeah. This is, a younger looking African American man pops up on your opnet and says, Miss Clausen.
Yes.
Thank you for taking this meeting. I just want to have a quick touch base. Your name came across my desk as part of, like, some onboarding stuff. And I just wanted to have a quick conversation with you, just because it seems like there may be additional opportunities for someone of your background.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So obviously, Orgatech is a competitor of ours, in a general sense. They're another meta corporation from the FSA. So we understand that your employment with them did not end cordially.
Yes, there was some differences of opinions regarding... Yes, but difference of opinions. Can leave it at that.
I mean, yeah. I not necessarily know exactly what happened, but I do note. There's only a certain amount of questions that you can ask, and Architect HR is very good. I would just wanted to throw some feelers out. I don't know if there's going to be any opportunities for my department, which is. Let's just say intercorporate relations on this upcoming mission. But I just wanted to put a thought in your head, just a glimmer in your ear, like if you have any interest in leveraging your past experience with Orgatech on additional opportunities.
Well, I would love to know more specifics about the opportunity, but I am not against this idea at all.
Like I said, I don't think there's anything. I don't mission that we have. I don't think there's any significant Orgatech involvement on the Aeon side of things. Of course, we're all about. We're going to be focusing on the asteroid belt and leaving the inner system to Aeon. But yeah, you know, anything that you know, if something comes across your desk, I foresee a possibility of future opportunities of you working for us, given your background.
That sounds delightful.
Excellent. I will put you down as a potential asset on that front.
Excellent. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Good. I just my name is Tevin, and I would love to hear from you in the future, and I will certainly let you know if something comes across my desk that will suit your interests and abilities.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tevin.
Good. All right. So.
As a FSA.
Yeah.
Interdepartment.
Yeah. It was FSA. You know, extractions and prosperity combine. employee, as far as you know. But yeah, so you get that contact. Anything else that anyone wants to pick up, people you want to touch base with before heading out of the system, anything along those lines?
I'm going to get on some old Nova Corps like message boards.
Okay.
The future equivalent to be like, hey, so there's this, there's this colony heading out. And, just being troublesome
about it.
I see. Well, no, I mean, you know, I don't know if they know about that, and I bet they'd be interested.
Okay. So are you like just, is your intent here to just like put the information out there, or are you trying to hear anything about what people might know?
I definitely am paying attention to replies.
Okay.
People know stuff, but I'm just basically like, hey, not sure if this is general knowledge, but I don't know. I don't say exactly that
sure.
I already knew before I took the job, but just that I heard that was out there.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a persuasion roll to see if you can phrase it such enough to get some bites.
I really feel like manipulation is the only one that would apply, but I'm not good at that. Roll my one die. No.
Nothing. All right. Okay. Yeah, you get a lot of people who are very interested in that. Like, definitely, like, people who will want to hear back when you get back all in range of Earth Sopnet. But, yeah, no, nothing comes back from that.
And just messaging my contacts.
Okay.
Technically speaking, good. Make a phone call, but I don't know if I really want to make that phone call.
Special one, push some buttons.
I mean, yeah, come on, push them buttons. Who do you want to contact? Your brother. So is that, I'm assuming, your military brat contact?
Yep.
Okay.
High-ranking big brother.
Okay. All right. What is your purpose for contacting your brother? What are you trying to get out of it?
I want to get any details that he can give on this particular information.
Okay. Yeah, give me your persuasion roll. and I'll say you can add the enhancement from this contact.
Can I make a persuasion?
Sure. Yeah.
And then will this be an enhancement?
It'll be just one enhancement.
I can do map, I swear to God, sense. Man, I keep on the same number of dice all day. I'll take that all day, every day. Oh, God.
Work for me here.
Whisper sweetly to them.
That would help, but they like it.
Yeah. Okay, so one hit. Okay, so that'll be two hits. So you're just trying to get some details out of him.
Yeah.
He sends you a message about a day later. And he says, you have a video chat on the opnet.
Yeah.
And he says,
We rarely stay in contact.
Yeah. He says, okay, well, I looked into that thing. From what I understand, the FSA's involvement is commercial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's Legion and Aeon handling stuff. So there's not much I've been able to dig up because we're not involved with that aspect of it. Yeah. So they're bankrolling it. That company is bankrolling it, and the FSA is throwing a little bit behind it as well. I did hear something troubling, though. Okay. From the scuttlebutt, at least from the military intelligence, there is a high probability of Admiral involvement in that system. I can't say this for certain, but the rumor is that at least one of the major sources of information that led to uncovering this mission was intelligence acquired from a recent roundup of Divisions, which you would know as the cult dedicated to basically the aberrant archfiend Divis Maul. People who worship the monster that kind of put the cap on the aberrant war by incinerating the UN Secretary General, and saying, okay, we out.
Hate that.
Yeah, I know, it's not great. So there may be, there's probably aberrants in that system. Great. That's, I can't say for certain, but that's what the scuttlebutt is. And the opinion of everyone on my side of things is let Aeon handle that. And hopefully that whatever it is not in the outer system. Where our people are going.
Thank you for the heads up.
Hey. I know we don't talk a lot,
yeah.
But I do not want you to die in space, or really anywhere else, but particularly not out away from Earth. That's.
I know we don't. I know we haven't seen each other like face to face in years, but I promise I will do my best not to die out here.
Good. Good.
Are me wanting to know more about this is so that I can make sure that some people that I actually am attached to don't die out there.
Yeah, we all got people. Just you know, I don't care about any of them. I care about my little brother.
I appreciate it. I promise I'll come back and I'll let you know.
Yeah, I mean that, you know, hey, that might help me. Any information you have about what's going on out there might be very helpful. And can help me help you later.
Sure. You got it.
All right. Stay safe. And he cuts the connection.
All everybody hears is
hate that.
Right here to the door. Oh, he says he cares about it.
Aberrants, eh?
Yep. I was here at the door, you jackasses.
I can't not.
Oh, good
night.
All right. So, anyone want any business, anything?
Yeah.
What do you want
to
do?
I need to call my mom.
Okay.
And I need to ask her for money. For
a, yeah, you're for money.
For a thigh gauntlet, fucking slaughter devils.
That's a good read. I should she'll understand that.
That is the manipulation I will be going with.
Okay. All right.
So, I am contacting my life of privilege contact, Regina Sue Golden, of VP of Golden Ministries of in the FSA.
All righty.
Phone call. She probably didn't think she was going to
probably get not. All right. Well, yeah, that's still going to be her persuasion role. What rating is she? Wait, what rating of contact is she?
Well, she's my. I think she's a one.
Okay, so she's just a one, so it'll be one half. But
yeah.
Oh, man.
So I don't know who my big one is.
Long term goal: get hover cycle.
Persuaded. Yeah, there.
Screw whatever happened on Mars. I don't care about Mars anymore.
Whatever happened.
I mean, a Cura bike.
Well, if I was playing poker, this would be the most amazing hand ever. Anyway, it's three hits.
Three hits, okay. All right, yeah, so she gets you back fairly soon, and you set up an off-net call with her. Just the slightest bit of delay that your mini-comps are able to compensate for, because Earth to Luna isn't...
Yeah.
There's still a little bit of delay. But yeah, so it's a little stunted conversation, but it says, "Hello, sweetie."
"Hi, Mom."
"It has been far too long,
Yeah, since I took the plunge.
Yeah, I've had to step out so that your father doesn't know that we're talking."
I knew you would."
"So do I owe the honor of talking to my oldest son?"
"Your baby's going off world again, Ma. Way off. And I'm going to go, well, there's a chance I'm going to have to go fight some demons, and I need your help."
"It is the role of the righteous warriors of the Lord to confront the evil that exists out in the stars."
"It is.
And I suppose it would be petty of me to not acknowledge your stepping up into that role. What can I do for you?"
"Well, I need money for a Psi Gauntlet because I don't trust the small arms that they're going to give us."
"I mean, you have to use that biotech. Well, why don't I get you a nice rocket launcher?"
"Is that on the table?"
"I mean, it would make me feel comfortable if you had some good human technology. None of this bizarre, vat-grown nonsense. But I can get my baby a rocket launcher."
Are you absolutely sure that you're still hard against the biotech? Because, I mean, once it's on you, it is you, and
really, you are not selling your case. That seems like witchery. And you know, these biotech companies, they're all in bed with Orgitech. And they are not a godly company."
"Oh no! Well, I not a godly no, company. They are not a godly company. That is true. Well, what if I meet you halfway and I find a good Aeon distributor? I know you hate their humanitarian efforts in the global South."
"Sweetie, that is a gross misappropriation about that conversation. You know it.
You know my tricks. Okay."
They do plenty of good work, but they are secular."
"They are secular, but you know what they're not? They're not Orgitech. And if I get a sure shot from them, it's not even that intense of an integration process, and it uses my natural abilities, which I chose. The one I'm looking at is a very nice one. It's not like I'm going to be doing anything psychokinetic or anything like that. Whatever Dad wishes.
I mean, yeah, but that's... You know, of the strange powers, that is the most manly."
"It is. But don't worry. My I have a good friend who's a psychokinetic with me, so she'll be watching my sex."
Well.
Fantastic.
All right. As long as you get yourself... "Darling, get what you need. I'll send you over an expense account.
Okay.
And you can use to get what you need. If you feel you need some unholy abomination to keep you safe out there, well,
just to make sure though, I may just get a coil rifle just in case."
"I mean, that would just be so much better."
"You're right. It would be great. And I know, you know, I haven't done coil
and you can use the family discount. I can get one shipped up to you from our suppliers. Out, you know, by the Blight, where we do our good holy work."
"Gotta clean up that Blight."
"I mean, you gotta clean up the scum."
"Yep, gotta clean them out. I'll gladly send that one up. But yes, the expense for the Sure Shot Gauntlet would probably be very good for me, just to, you know, paint a target for the Lord, as it were."
"The Lord doesn't use that kind of ability. The Lord has power over and above whatever you gain from that demon tank."
"The Lord doesn't care for your robosexual abomination."
"Regardless.
Thank you."
"All right. All right. I'll approve the expenses so you can get whatever it is that you need. But
I will be safe.
please be safe. And I know maybe, you know, if you can bring back some kills from demons, I'm sure your father would appreciate that. And that might ease a return to the relationship. He does hate demons. And
I'll make sure that there's a, I'll call my, also I'll probably make a call over to Keith over at News Minus to talk of the good work when I get back.
You have an obligation to this family.
I know it, Mama. I know.
All right. Well, your father is sending me many messages about how I'm needed at the congregation. So I'm going to get back to that. And I'll see you when you get back.
Love you too.
She does not reciprocate.
I
know. Oh, no.
The only way of averting love is obedience.
At which point, he gets off his mini comp and he just puts his head under the sink.
At which point, all of us that are fresh against the door know that's our cue to leave.
I would pour him a drink.
All right. Anything else before y'all head out?
I'm not going to make you role-play a conversation with my family. I just send them a tweet email.
Okay, you send them a tweet email.
Finally found some work. Leaving tomorrow, so can't talk. Love you, bye.
Bye. All right, awesome. Okay, so the day comes, and you guys have your tickets for the shuttles that lead you out to... The Crackshine is in between Earth and Mars. They tend to stay away from planetary... planets when they make jumps just because there's a disruption wave.
Sure.
But yeah, you guys make your way on to your shuttles and start burning away towards the crack shot. We enter into cinematics as the shuttles approach this massive blue teal, very organic looking. Huge vessel. I mean, this is the Leviathans are scale 6 size vessels and the size of small cities. There are, this combination of biotech and hard tech, these massive hard tech engines, that are attached to the rear of it. And like the sort of the bulbous, cargo containments, these sort of these spindly arms that lead to vessel containment. You see there are you see sort of the hard tech massive behemoth that is the Mitch McConnell, FSS Mitch McConnell is beginning to get its umbilicals attached to it. You see a just scary looking Legion combat frigate. It's covered in like repairs from many different battles, and bristling with weapons. It has hybrid fighters sort of like swarming around it as they sort of do final checks. And then there are two Aeon Trinity frigates. Well armed, but clearly less militarily focused. And your shuttles are all sort of make their way. They queue up into the main cargo hatch, cargo bay where all of the various vehicles dock and disembark. And there are several thousand people are making their way onto this ship. The crews of the various connected vessels, as well as the Leviathan itself, and various other things. The plan for transport is generally they want essentially non-essential personnel to stay on the Leviathan, while basically core crew are in the attached ships. And then everything else is in the cargo hold. So all of you,
not essentially.
So the two of you are considered non-essential crew for the purpose of transit. So for however many long it's going to take for them to power up the jump and make it into the Epsilon Eridani, You guys are going to basically be together for the next couple of days while the ship readies for its jump. So yeah, you guys disembark. You kind of like get your on board identifications and credentials, and you know, you're sort of directed to like, here's some general quarters, recreation in other areas here on Leviathan, and you know that at some point you two will be expected to, after the jump, make your way onto the McConnell, whereas you two, Asher and Damien, have less nebulous destinations. You don't have a berth where you're going to be going once you're on Shipson. So yeah, you guys are able to get on to the ship. You guys have, general quarters are fairly cramped, but not like a coffin hotel. Like, it's, general average New York apartment size. For a one bedroom, gotcha. Quarters, so tiny but livable, so there's sort of a general hustle and bustle as the ship begins to work its way up to the jump, and that is where we're going to close out the first episode. So we will see you in a week for the next episode of Asaya. Make sure to check out the show notes for anything that our cast has going on, and we'll see you in the stars.
See you up there.
Bye.